This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader Hemant Soren today met Jharkhand Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar and staked claim to form the government soon after leaders of the India bloc in the state unanimously elected him as the legislature party leader. He resigned as the chief minister before staking claim to form the government. Speaking to reporters after meeting Governor Gangwar, Soren said he had staked claim to form the government and handed over the letter of support of alliance partners to the governor. He said the governor has invited him to form the government. Soren said the swearing-in ceremony will be held on the 28th of this month. In Maharashtra, activities for government formation are gradually picking up pace after the Mahayuti coalition, comprising the BJP, the Shiv Sena and the NCP, registered a landslide victory in the assembly elections. A meeting of the Nationalist Congress Party leaders was held at the residence of party chief Ajit Pawar. BJP Maharashtra chief Chandrasekhar Bavankule also chaired a meeting in Mumbai with party leaders. The Shiv Sena Legislative Party will also hold a meeting later in the day. The term of the current assembly ends on the 26th of November, before which the new government should come into existence. Ahead of the winter session of Parliament beginning tomorrow, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has urged members to follow parliamentary decorum in the House, taking inspiration from the debates and discussions of the Constituent Assembly. In an exclusive interview to Akashvani News, Mr. Birla hoped that MPs will contribute to the tradition of positive and constructive debates. He appealed to the MPs to establish higher standards of decorum in Parliament. Meanwhile, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that the government is ready to discuss any issue during the session. Talking to reporters after the all-party meeting convened by the government in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju urged opposition parties to ensure smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during the session. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the role of young people in protecting the elderly from digital scams and assisting them in navigating the digital world. Addressing the nation in his 116th edition of Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, the Prime Minister reiterated that there is no provision for digital arrest under the law. Stressing that the elderly are most prone to cyber crimes, Mr. Modi said it's everyone's responsibility to guide them in understanding digital technology and its risks. The Prime Minister urged youth from non-political backgrounds to join politics. He announced that in the next few months, many special campaigns will be run in the country to connect 1 lakh such young people to politics. On the occasion of the National Cadet Corps, or NCC Day today, Mr. Modi noted with satisfaction that the enrollment of girl cadets in the NCC has risen to almost 40% from 25%. Mr. Modi said the National Cadet Corps instills a spirit of discipline, leadership and service in the youth. Mr. Modi also touched upon the vanishing sparrows from our cities, emphasizing that sparrows play an important role in maintaining biodiversity. He expressed concern that sparrows are hardly visible in cities today due to increasing urbanization. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Odisha Parb 2024 program in New Delhi today. He'll also address the gathering on the occasion. Odisha Parb is a flagship event conducted by the Odia Samaj, a trust in New Delhi. They have been engaged in providing valuable support towards preservation and promotion of Odia heritage. Bhutanese Prime Minister Tsering Tobgay will arrive in New Delhi today on a 3-day visit to India. He'll take part in a program in Delhi tomorrow and depart on Tuesday afternoon. Mr. Tobgay had visited India in March, his first foreign trip, after assuming charge of the top office in January. In cricket, India have set a target of 534 runs against hosts Australia on day 3 of the opening test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth today. The visitors picked up 3 wickets in quick succession to reduce Australia to 12 for the loss of 3 wickets at the draw of stumps. The hosts needed 534 runs to win the first of a 5-match test series. Earlier, Virat Kohli and Yashasvi Jaiswal centuries helped India post 487 for 6. And that's the end of this news bulletin.